TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. The Old Market. Until it was destroyed in the Second World War, the Altmarkt, or Old Market, was the historical centre of Potsdam. This area, stretching along the River Havel, was where the origins of the city were to be found. The magnificent old town hall in front of you now was also razed in April 1945. It was rebuilt in the 1960s and is now used as a house of culture. The original building was built in the mid-18th century on the instructions of Frederick the Great. It was modelled on plans from the 16th century by the famous Renaissance master builder Andrea Palladio. At present, both the old town hall and the adjacent Knobelsdorf house, dating from around 1750, are being renovated. In the near future, they'll form the Forum for Art and History and be used to display exhibitions from Potsdam Museum. Georg Wenceslaus von Knobelsdorf is one of the architects who have most decisively shaped the face of Potsdam. It was von Knobelsdorf, for example, who designed the Palace of Sanssouci, and the almost 20-metre-high obelisk you see here was also his work. Badly damaged in the war, the obelisk was not reconstructed until the late 1970s, using original components. Since then, the obelisk has no longer been graced with portraits of the Prussian electoral princes and kings, but images of major architects. Along with von Knobelsdorf, you'll find Carl Friedrich Schinkel and Friedrich Ludwig Persius, the master builders behind the Nikolaikirche, St. Nicholas's Church, which to this day dominates the old market with its mighty dome. The site where today's Nikolaikirche stands has been occupied by several earlier buildings going back to the 14th century. The last of these dated from the Baroque period and was burnt down in 1795. But it was not until 35 years later that work could begin on the new building. Napoleon's occupation of Prussia had ruled out any major building undertakings. The new Nikolaikirche was consecrated in 1837, at the time still with a flat roof, for construction of a dome had foundered as a consequence of King Frederick Wilhelm III's frugality. After Frederick William's death, work on the dome was finally completed in 1850, following the original plans drawn up by Schinkel. The Nikolaikirche too was badly damaged in the Second World War and rebuilt in several stages up until 1981. Recent years have seen further reconstruction work carried out. A tour of the palmettes adorning the dome provides visitors with a fascinating view of the city. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.